It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the mild side today, and we are looking at mainly sunny skies as we move through the late afternoon. We have high pressure in control. That high pressure area is working its way across eastern Canada, and that is funneling in some nice dry air. So that's helping to keep the clouds away, and there is a front stalled to our south. It's beginning to break up at this point, though it has been rather gloomy to our south for much of the week, so we've lucked out being in this nice bubble of dry air with high pressure serving to keep the wet weather away. That's going to change, though, as a cold front approaches from the west tonight. So we have clear skies this evening, then clouds will increase as we move through the night. Now, later tonight, there is the chance that we see a spotty shower come in. There may be a little patch of fog or drizzle in some areas. Overnight temperatures will be quite mild, running mainly in the lower to mid-50s with some upper 40s in the mountains. Then moving through the day tomorrow, that cold front will work from west to east through our area, so any early sunshine will fade quickly behind clouds, and it looks to be a mainly cloudy day across the region. We'll have a round of rainfall that will work its way through, and there is even the chance of some thunderstorms as we move through the day on Friday. Now, with that front coming through and the clouds in place, temperatures tomorrow will be cooler than today, but still a near average for this time of year, or near normal, with readings in the upper 60s to right around 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, that front will push its way off to the east, so we'll see the showers come to an end. Temperatures will fall back to around 50 degrees. And then on Saturday, we'll start off with some sunshine mixed with clouds during the morning. Then another cold front will approach on Saturday afternoon. That could set off another shower and potentially a strong thunderstorm, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Temperatures on Saturday will still be close to normal in the 60s. That will be followed, though, by a cooler shot of air with a gusty breeze as we wrap the weekend on Sunday. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clear early, then increasing clouds, chance of a spotty shower, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high 65 to 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high 65 to 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear early, then increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of a spotty shower, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high in the 60s. And on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of spotty showers, windy and cooler, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.